From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Republican candidate for governor John Cox recently claimed it costs nearly five times as much in California to build and maintain a mile of road as it does in the rest of the nation. Capital Public Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols fact-checked the candidate's eye-opening statement.
Cox is a San Diego businessman who says he would dramatically reduce Sacramento's burden on taxpayers if elected.
The state has been rendered unaffordable by the politicians in Sacramento. It's got the worst business climate in the country. We're a laughingstock, and I want to change that.
Cox wrote in a recent San Francisco Chronicle op-ed that he'd start by reducing California's exorbitant road construction costs, which he placed at nearly five times the national average per mile. We asked Cox's campaign for evidence of that high cost. It cited a study from the Reason Foundation, a libertarian think tank. But that study uses data from 8 years ago to prove Cox's point. A more recent study shows the state's per-mile costs are still high at 2.5 times the national average, but far less than what Cox claimed. Mark Dinger, a spokesman for Caltrans, told us his agency spends more per mile than other states because California's highways are larger and busier.
We have 350 billion miles that are driven on California roads every day by commuters up and down this state. And the report doesn't really account for truck traffic either. And we have an inordinate share of truck traffic here in California.
When we followed up with Cox's campaign staff, they acknowledged the candidate relied on outdated information and said they would be updating this for his future statements. In the end, we rated Cox's claim false. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
Find this story plus a link to full versions of all PolitiFact California fact checks at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.